Exclusive. Inside the rotting skeleton of Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express plane, that still holds dark clues about the predator's abuses. Jeffrey Epstein's infamous Lolita Express private jet has been decaying in a Georgia boneyard for a decade, yet dark reminders of the late pedophile's depraved lifestyle remain, frozen in time. The Post uncovered the eerie evidence this week during a rare tour of the 133-foot-long Boeing 727. This was the plane Epstein once used to shuttle his young sex trafficking victims around the globe, according to prosecutors. New photos show the jet corroding, falling apart on an outdoor slab where it has been left exposed to the elements for years. Insects and mildew coat parts of the once luxurious interior. There's a bedroom, three separate sitting areas, a kitchen, and two bathrooms, all finished with polished wood, high-pal carpeting, and upscale features. The plane, N908JE, the last two letters nodding to Epstein's initials, ferried former President Bill Clinton, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and other VIPs. It was also used for sex trafficking Epstein's victims, and Virginia Gouffray has recounted being raped on board. Disturbingly, among moldy shaving cream cans, used toothbrushes, and orange and yellow hair ties, the Post discovered Johnson's brand baby lotion and baby powder tucked into the bathroom cabinets. Other chilling remnants included a disassembled satellite phone hidden in a nightstand, dirty towels, and paper napkins monogrammed with the tail number of Epstein's private plane, stacks of crisp black and white linen placemats, neatly stored in a galley cabinet, offered yet another reminder of the jet's former luxury, and the sinister purpose it reportedly served. Entering through the always open rear staircase, visitors are hit with a noticeably musty stench. Southern humidity and nautical darkness make it worse. The plane has been without power since its final flight in July 2016. Just inside, a sleek bathroom sits immediately to the left, the same bathroom holding the baby products. A few steps ahead lies the jet's lone bedroom, where three emergency air masks dangle overhead, and a king-sized mattress is still neatly made with a plush white comforter. The bed set and padded floors were installed so Epstein and his pals could have sex mid-flight. Victims say the former financier committed many acts of sexual abuse aboard this aircraft. Beyond the bedroom, a doorless opening leads into a sitting room adorned almost entirely with lurid red crushed velvet, covering the walls, a couch, and two armchairs. Only a single white Anvita chair, separated by a bright red table, escapes the bizarre upholstery. Farther down the cabin, two grey half-moon couches face each other in another sitting room before the galley and kitchen come into view. A final seating area, separating the kitchen from the cockpit, features plush couch-style benches and armchairs, a long wooden table, and mirrored walls. Today, empty water bottles, an instant coffee can, and other crusted everyday items litter the jet. Closets, filing cabinets, and drawers remain stuffed with books and binders containing flight manuals and aviation documents. Inside the flight deck, a black landline phone with its cord clearly ripped from the wall was found shoved into a drawer. From the outside, dark gray streaks stain the on-separistine white fuselage of the jet. It now sits sandwiched between aircraft formerly owned by actor John Travolta and disgraced fashion mogul Peter Nygaard. The owner of the boneyard said the nearly 69-year-old plane will never fly again, in part because it was stripped of its three engines back in 2016. It's in a significantly degraded condition. It sat there for 10 years. It has no engines. Any airplane in that state would never fly again. Repairing it would be monumental and costly. According to its title history, the jet was acquired by Jeg Inc., a company tied to Epstein and his convicted sex trafficking accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, in January 2001. Old photos show Epstein and Maxwell lounging on the plane, and Clinton smiling in one of the red chairs, while an unidentified woman perches on his lap. Nearly 18 years later, and just months before his arrest on federal sex crime charges and subsequent suicide, Epstein quietly sold the aircraft to World Aviation Services, a Medley, Florida-based company, in December 2018. The self-described owner of that company declined to comment when reached by the Post. In July 2024, the jet changed hands again, purchased by Jet Assets Incorporated, a Laramie, Wyoming-based company with little public information available. The Post could not reach anyone associated with the company for comment. Upon its arrival at the boneyard in 2016, the plane was initially going to be cut up and scrapped, but those plans mysteriously changed somewhere down the line. Instead, the dormant aircraft has just been racking up tens of thousands of dollars in storage fees over the years. The owner says he looks forward to the day he can finally scrap the creepy heap.